You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Oh, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
A proposal to merge the Ōtara Papatoetoe and Māngere o Tahuhu local boards has been met with criticism, with consultation opening at the end of next month. A new report has also been released on the quality of living in Tāmaki Makaurau, with our city receiving mixed results by scoring high on some areas, the environment, and lower on others, education. I chat with Councillor Lotu Fuli on both these topics for City Counselling. Here is their interview.
What are your thoughts on the proposal to combine the Ōtara Papatoetoe and Māngere o Tahuhu local boards?
So I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's quite a radical change, and something like that really needs more time to think about and more time to really work through. I know that the local boards themselves don't support it, and when you look at our local boards, they're already quite large, like Ōtara Papatoetoe services an area of over 98,000 people. That's bigger than Rotorua. If you combine it then with Māngere o Tahu, you're going to have an area of almost 200,000 people. So it's going to be a mega local board. So not really local. It sort of takes the local out of the whole idea of local boards. And I know that the local boards are worried about what that will do to the representation part of of everything. In terms of if you double the number of voters, those voices that are already difficult to represent, those who don't participate well in the voting process, Māori, Pacific, young people, for example, people with disabilities, those voices will be even more watered down and become even more invisible when you have such a large voter base and such a large group. And I know the local boards are worried that what you'll get is this mega board, but you're not going to get mega funding. You're not going to get the double funding or double resourcing. So local boards like Ōtara Papatoe, Māngere o Tahu, in an area of high deprivation, are actually going to lose out in the long run.
Local board members have pushed back against the proposal. Do you back their criticism that less representation for predominantly Pacific communities is just a step backwards for democracy in general?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally understand, their worries around that. Because like I said, when you increase the voter base, when you're sort of voting at large, then those voices from groups that we know don't vote well or don't have high voter turnout, those voices will be further diminished and become more and more invisible. So, for example, a small subdivision like Ōtara, right now they're guaranteed three seats on the Ōtara Papatoetoe local board, 3 out of 7. But that will definitely change if you merge these two, and we're not even sure if there will be subdivisions. So all of those little details, I think, are not yet worked out. And I think, like I said, it would be a radical change, and I really don't think we've had enough discussion about it, enough thought put into it. And certainly our locals, our community, have not been well consulted about this change.
My next question was going to be, when will communities have a chance to consult on this? But it sounds like that consultation process hasn't been very strong.
No, it hasn't. And I, from what I understand, it's probably around May the 30th when the governing body will make a decision about whether or not to go out for consultation. So that's the earliest that the communities at large will be part of that process. And, I mean, the mayor's trying to bring this in before next year's election. So you're looking at a really tight time frame, really, to have any discussions about this. And it's quite a radical change, like I said. And I think it really requires much more time, much more thinking, and much more advice.
A new independent report from a coalition of groups analysed quality of life in Tāmaki Makaurau. Does council have a focus on boosting specific quality of life indicators, such as happiness?
Yeah, I think we do. I mean, we don't call it happiness, but we do invest quite a bit of money in initiatives that empower our communities, that celebrate our diversity, that looks to celebrate our different cultures and languages and build that connected society that we want and to try to break down those barriers. So we invest in things like the different festivals we've got around Auckland, like our World of Cultures in all of our local boards, the Lantern Festival, Pacifica Festival, Music in the Park, Auckland Arts Festival, and the Rainbow Games, for example. And then through our local boards, support all of our different communities with different initiatives as well. So I think that's the way that we are building happiness, I guess, or funding happiness, and trying to make sure that we've got beautiful green spaces, playgrounds, and good community facilities as well. But of course, all of that depends on money and funding.
We scored well on environmental factors such as clean air. How does Auckland Council plan on protecting this?
Yeah, so you'll know that we declared a climate emergency a few years back. And as a council, we've made a commitment to reduce our emissions. So through Auckland Transport, you know, we've got certain targets we've set for ourselves. We're looking at focusing on public transport, focusing on getting people out of their cars, so walking and cycling and things like that. But, you know, of course we've got challenges in that space because not all of the governing body members agree on those targets. So you've got some governing body members who think we should get rid of our emissions targets altogether, you know, some that say that it's a waste of time. And then you've got others like myself who think that we're not going far enough with our emissions targets, not going far enough with initiatives to ensure that we've got clean air. So it's a balancing act.
And an area that was cited as room for improvement was postgraduate education opportunities across Tāmaki. Is this something you have thought much about?
Yeah, I have lots of postgraduate education myself. I've got 3 master's degrees. But I do know that our universities and our polytechnics and educational institutions are struggling. And that's a central government issue, really. It's about their funding model. I think their funding model is broken and needs to be looked at. I would hope that there'd be more opportunities for young people in New Zealand, but also, you know, not just young people, all students in New Zealand to be able to pursue postgraduate studies. But yeah, I know that the universities and our institutions are struggling with the funding. So yeah, that's a bigger issue, I think.
That was Councillor Lotu Fully on a proposal to merge 2 local boards and an independent report on quality of living in Tāmaki Makaurau.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.